A man whose grandmother contracted C. difficile just before her death has questions for Eastern Health. Christina Ballard of Paradise was 90 years old. She died on the 9th of March at the Health Sciences Center in St. John's. Harry Tucker is her grandson, and he joins me on the line from Calgary. My condolences on your loss, Mr. Tucker.
Thank you, Ramona.
Why was your grandmother put in the hospital in the first place?
Well, my grandmother was first admitted in December with what was believed to be a urinary tract infection. She was treated, released, and then was readmitted in January with what was determined to be an intestinal blockage. And it was determined that surgery was warranted to remove the blockage. But before the surgery could be conducted, it was necessary to administer antibiotics to reduce the inflammation. And during the course of that treatment, she contracted C. diff.
And so which month are we in now?
So she was, when she was readmitted in January, and she never left the hospital.
And so you believe that the C. difficile was caused by the antibiotics? Is that the case?
Well, I'm not a medical expert by any stretch. It is known that C. diff can enter the body when antibiotics are used, especially when they're used excessively. I can state that at one point it was noted during my grandmother's treatment that the antibiotic program that she was on was too aggressive, and it was creating other complexities. And so the antibiotics were reduced, but by then she then had contracted C. diff.
And did any of the health officials give you or the family any guesses as to how she contracted the C. difficile?
I don't know if it was explained to any other family members, but there was no explanation given to me or any of the family members that I spoke to in regards to how she may have contracted it.
How sick was she with C. difficile?
Well, C. diff weakens you significantly. She was very ill. Once she contracted the C. diff, she was extremely weak. And it was determined by the family and the doctors that she was too weak to undergo the surgery that she required. And, so the C. diff needed to be addressed before the reason she went into the hospital could be addressed.
And so she did pass away earlier this month, which must be so difficult for your family. What was determined to be the cause of death?
Well, cause of death, when you're 90 years old and you go in for a number of things, cause of death, is usually attributed to, to natural causes. I personally haven't seen any reference to C. diff itself being identified as the cause of death, and I don't think it was, but what I do believe is the case is that by contracting C. diff, it distracts the healthcare workers. They're forced to focus on addressing that issue and not the issues that she was admitted for. And C. diff, especially in the young and the elderly, is very difficult to treat. And so if you're an elderly person, the treatments for C. diff, are very hard on an elderly person. And so, it could be easy to state that she died of natural causes, but if she hadn't contracted C. diff, then they might have been able to address the reason she went in the first place.
As you know, Eastern Health came forward on Monday to say that three patients who did get sick with C. difficile at the Health Sciences Center have since passed away, one of those, of course, being your own grandmother. But they also said that the illness, as you've said, was not the actual cause of their deaths. They're obviously trying to figure out whether the C. difficile was spread within the hospital. And they released the results of an internal audit that found that not as many employees washed their hands properly last year compared to 2011. The overall compliance rate for last year, 51%, and it was 53% in 2011. What questions do you have there?
This is the thing that rubs me raw. C. diff, the primary means of communicating C. diff from person to person, or the primary means of preventing it, is effective hygiene. In the department where my grandmother was kept, that report that you referenced indicates that the compliance rate for proper hygiene was 33%. And poisoning. You know, healthcare workers, and I have great respect for healthcare workers. I think they're the great unsung heroes of our society. But if you know that a potentially fatal disease or something that can contribute to a fatality is spread by poor hygiene, and the compliance rate for proper hygiene in her area was 33%, I think that speaks volumes in terms of the potential for other problems. Like, for example, if you look at that particular report, compliance in pediatric intensive care is 39%. You know, so it speaks volumes in terms of things that may happen down the road if we don't get compliance with what are considered to be standard operating procedures within a hospital.
CEO Vicky Kaminsky said that it might help if patients reminded healthcare providers to wash their hands. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I look at it from two perspectives. If you're a young person or if you're elderly or if you're critically ill, you may not feel that you're enabled to do that, or you may not even be able to do it. You know, I know a lot of, especially the elderly, hold the medical industry in very high esteem. And I can't see an elderly person saying to a doctor, hey, did you wash your hands? And from the other side, you know, the healthcare workers are professionals. If I were a doctor, if every time somebody said, hey, did you wash your hands? I think, you know, people, I know my job here. But the report suggests that they don't know their job, and that's what worries me.
Can you draw any connection at all between your grandmother getting C. difficile and this hand-washing audit?
You know, any conclusion I could draw would be pure conjecture. And I'm not a pure conjecture type. As a strategy guy who likes to connect the dots in things, I have to say I'm greatly concerned that a virus that is spread primarily through poor hygiene and a report that states that poor hygiene practices are in place, it's while it's conjecture to say, yes, they're definitely connected, it's pretty hard to overlook the possibility of a connection.
Anything else you'd like to say, Harry?
I think, you know, my part of my concern also, when I look at Ms. Kaminsky and how she's handled this, I don't see any humility or mea culpas here. In fact, when she said yesterday, you know, patients should be reminding staff to wash their hands, et cetera, it's like, you know, this isn't the answer. You know, and again, while I have great respect for healthcare workers, the fact that people aren't washing their hands properly is pretty disturbing. And I don't think we need another government study or anything like that to get to the bottom of it. I mean, it should be an easily solved problem, and it should be solved, you know, before someone else gets sick. You know, my grandmother lived a full life and left this life with grace. But if I see the PICU unit, the pediatric intensive care unit, with a 39% compliance rate, you know, maybe down the road some child may come down with this, and that would be the greatest crime of all.
Mr. Tucker, thank you for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you very much, Ramona.
That's Harry Tucker. He was on the line from Calgary. His grandmother, Christina Ballard, died in St. John's earlier this month.